The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
This is Joe Irwin.
And this is Wayne Jefferson.
From Jefferson Irwin Racing.
And you're listening to Real Racing USA.
I was letting my ears rest. Folks, you're listening to Inside Florida Racing, and
I feel like Daddy is scolding us.
Yeah, I'm letting Jack get busy and play some music that he likes to play before we bring on...
nice, Daddy.
For me, one of my people that I guess you'd call him an icon for me, one of my heroes, one of my people that I've tried to pattern sort of my racing after. You know, I've taken a lot of advice from this person over the years. And Dave Pletcher, Sr., better known as many things over the years. But what's up there, Dave, old man? What's happening?
Well... Yeah, I think everything's pretty good. We actually, I drive for Richard this year, same car I drove 18 years ago. Actually, ran pretty good during the year. We finished third in the points at DeSoto. So.
Yeah, so now we call you the old man in the old car. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
So,
we have a few things to work out on the car. And, you know, it's an older car, but actually, we run real well.
Now, you won with that car. You actually won a NASCAR championship with that car, right?
No, I won two NASCAR championships with that car.
Two NASCAR championships.
Wow.
Yeah, CC.
We won the point championship at St. Pete. 2 years in a row, it was NASCAR sanctioned, and we won both them point deals. Plus, we won the Eastern Seaboard and tied for the national and the NASCAR championship. I think we won something like about 18 out of 21 or something that year.
Yeah, that was something else. And all that with that car that he's still driving today. And all these guys talk about having to have new cars all the time.
That's
and
amazing.
New technology. But
so it goes to show if you take care of the car, it'll last.
The car will take care of you.
That's
yes.
Right.
So...
The car's been real well. I mean, the car's been real fast every time we're running. I mean, right in front of the field. I mean, you know, a couple of times, you know, we've had a little problem and stuff, but the car's been real well.
Dave, how do you do so well in qualifying? Maybe tell some of the folks out there, you know, we see you all the time, fast qualifier. What is involved for a driver to actually bring himself to be the fast qualifier?
I don't know. One time, Buggy asked me that same question. He was all mad at me because he thought we were cheating and stuff when we qualified, because we practiced the same speed. We pitted next to each other, and come time to qualify, and, you know, we'd be 2 or 3 tenths quicker, and we didn't change nothing. They changed all kinds of stuff and wondered why. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, we put new tires on it. I guess I just drive as hard as I can for them two laps and, you know, put it right to the border.
Now, he brought up Buggy. That would be his son, David L. Pletcher, who has also over the years raced late models in Hooters Pro Cup cars and stuff. But, Dave, you've raced so many different things. I want to go several different directions. So I guess the direction I'm going to continue to go for now is we talked about you running and winning a couple NASCAR championships in the NASCAR. And talk to us folks a little bit about you being an actual NASCAR driver. A lot of folks don't realize that you were. Talk to us about when you were and where you raced at.
Well, it's been a long time ago, but...
It ain't that long.
Well, it's been a while, but, you know, ran a few ARCA races. I led the ARCA race at Daytona and almost the entire race, and come close to winning it. We broke a transmission at the end. And run fourth at Atlanta 1 year, sixth at another year. And at one time, we was the second fastest Ford for the 500 at Talladega. And we had a little bit of experience that way.
What year was that?
I think that was... honestly, somewhere around 88, 89.
Well, I can see why you would want to go to him and sort of have him be your mentor. He really has the experience that you know, younger drivers need to learn from. You know.
And it was funny when I met him, though, was because I used to go to Sunshine, and I used to watch the race at Sunshine. And at Sunshine, if in late models, you were either a Dave Pletcher fan or you were a Jimmy Cope fan.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing you could guarantee, okay, in 1988 or 89 or 90 or any of those years back when I was going there and prior to that, if those two were racing in that late model race, before the race was over, there's going to be some action, Daddy. And sometimes they would total their cars out at the start-finish line.
Really?
But they would always be the show. And for me, I was racing go-karts, and I remember I was wanting to get into racing cars. And Gene Lasker, who was a dirt racer over at East Bay, mm-hmm. told me, you know, you go talk to Dave Pletcher. You know, he's got that shop. He deals with all them asphalt cars. And Dave probably remembers the day that I came there with this street stock.
Were you intimidated to go up and talk to him?
I don't think so. I told him that I was going to be racing late models like him one day, but I wanted to start in this car. And he said, you know, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And you remember that day, Dave?
I remember a lot of it. I sure do.
And so anyways, but I made it through my time. But Dave used to tell me certain things, and he doesn't give a lot of information to a lot of people. He intimidates a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but he never intimidated me because I was bigger than him. But we had some good times. Dave had his shop, and some of my fondest memories of racing, obviously, were the time spent with you, Dave, and at the Florida Pro races. You know, the times that you just took those things. I remember one season he couldn't do anything wrong in the Florida Pro Series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he finished just about every lap of every race, and won that series, you know, pretty much hands down. And he's won so many different series and won so many different races. And then one day I call up there, and he tells me that he's not racing late models anymore. I ain't racing late models anymore. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, I'm going sprint car racing. So, Dave, tell the folks out here about your first sprint car race.
Well, actually, my very first one didn't turn out the best because we went to Citrus and started in the back, and I'm about the first or second lap, but we had a little deal and jumped the tire, but we won the heat and the feature the second time. We run one down there at Ponte Gorda, and it was a pretty exciting time for me.
Yeah.
I had a good time running sprint cars. You know, I mean, I'm still a sprint car fan.
You think you could make 400 laps in one?
No, absolutely not. I'm in good shape right now as I've probably ever been.
Now, you've run the little 500 before, haven't you?
Yeah, we run that right when I very first started. We went up there, we had some problems when we got there, and we was new at the thing, but we qualified 22nd, and we was running like 377 laps in. We'd already had a little bit of problem, but we ended up having a little mishap with a lap car and getting wrecked, but we was pretty excited about running as good as what we did.
Well, why did you make the transition from late models to sprints? Did you feel like you sort of accomplished everything you wanted to do in late models and it was just time for a new challenge?
Well, maybe a little bit of everything, but ever since I was a little kid, you know, Dave Scarborough was my hero, and I mean, as far as I was concerned, you know, at his time was one of the best sprint car racers there, and I don't know, it just always was so fan, you know, exciting to me to watch them race and stuff, and I always thought I'd like to try that, and
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty exciting. Them cars are real fast, and I mean, it was a lot of fun to drive.
Now, we talked to Lenny the other day, since he's the new president of TBARA, and we were talking about David, and of course, CeCe went to the 400, the Florida 400, which David pretty much took that one there with no problem. You and David, buddies, I know that. Tell the folks about maybe we might see Dave Pletcher running one of those cars here soon.
No, I've been keeping an eye out for a sprint car ride. I'd like to have a good sprint car ride. And, you know, and as far as David Steele goes, I mean, he and Lenny both, I mean, they're great people, and I know them. And I know David's trying to get his shop going. I, you know, wish him the best.
Well,
I think Lenny will be a, you know, a great president. I think, you know, everything will be good for sprint cars right now.
Well, that's encouraging to hear because, you know, it's kind of it was all a toss up, you know, what was going to happen with Don, you know, and Lenny and all that. And We had him on the show.
Don done a good job. I mean, you know, I mean, look at all the cars they bring to every race. I mean, he has to be doing something right, or that couldn't have been. But, you know, sometimes people, you know, just would like to see something a little different maybe.
All right, Dave, hard time questions now. Let's talk a little bit about kids in racing today. What do you think about the kids that are in these super late models, you know, at 13, 14 years old?
Well, I see some great kids out there. I mean, I'm actually surprised because it took me a lot longer than that to ever get going. And when you got David Poe and a lot of them kids that are running, I mean, they're doing an excellent job.
Now, is your phone ringing with some of these dads wanting you to help their kids?
No, but, you know, I can be proud of a couple of things. Matt Martin's first truck, when he went in truck series, I built his truck for him. Mike Skinner's boy, I built his truck. I mean, you know, I did build a few trucks for a few people. David Wilson's first truck.
You built my first race car.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy about a lot of people that I helped out over the years.
You've helped many, many people out, Dave, probably more than you'll ever know. You guys that, you know, race in the early days of racing. Let's talk a little bit about the early days. Dave, what's the earliest that you raced cars here in Florida? When did you start?
Well, I don't know. I know it was Golden Gate, and it was years ago. It'd have to be,
you know, 70s probably. 78, maybe?
Yes, it had to be in the mid 70s, probably.
So, how do you feel racing has, well, it's changed a lot, but in some ways it's still the same?
Well, one way is, I mean, on my aspect, one way is because back then we had to build our own stuff. There wasn't places you go and buy ready built cars or parts. You had to go to the junkyard, you had to build everything, and I guess, you know, that's how we learned a lot about cars, you know, and how to build things.
When you first started at Golden Gate back then, you mentioned Dave Scarborough. Now, who were some of the people that when you first started that you really looked up to besides say Dave?
Well, a lot of people. I mean, Dave Scarborough was my hero from a long time, but I mean Larry Brazil and Jack Arnold. God, I mean, I don't want to leave nobody out, and nobody be mad at me. I mean,
well,
Bubbo Frank and Jimmy.
They're not listening.
I mean, everybody, you know, everybody there was Jimmy Alves. I mean, a lot of them people. They was all Kip Pierce. They all put on good shows.
Now, Jim Alves, I saw his name on the Florida 400. Is that the same Jim Alves? Or is that his son?
Jim Ballard Sr. is one I used to watch when I was a kid that raced with Scarborough and stuff. Jimmy Alves Jr., he's a good sprint car driver. I mean,
Jim Alves Sr.
Jim Alves Sr., the 121 car.
The 121, that's definitely them. That's the same Jimmy Alves that used to race over there at Sunshine all the time in the 21 Modified?
Jimmy Alves, yeah.
Okay. He's raced a lot. Shane Miller.
Well, but, you know, we was good friends and stuff, and I enjoyed watching race with them over the years.
You've raced with a lot of guys over the years. Who's your toughest competition been over the years?
I hate to say it. I mean, about everybody I raced with has been tough.
You're going to get him in trouble.
Your son was tough competition for you there for a while, wasn't he?
My son tough. I mean, there's tons of people that are tough. I mean, they're still tough.
Hey, even Bonehead tried to give you a hard time one night.
Bonehead, that's right.
One of my best times of racing was I finished second to him in Leo Musgrave, one of Leo Musgrave 100-lap races over at Sunshine. I finished second right behind him, and that was like winning the race. And he was so slow. He was so slow. I should have turned him around.
Probably won that race.
That's right. If I hadn't have been such good friends with him, I might have won the race.
That's right.
You know, that was probably one of the, you know, like I said, I have a lot of fond memories, and it comes, you know, Dave's usually in those. You know, it's always fun to go to the races and race with him on the racetrack. You know, and all the other drivers will say this: that when you race with Dave Pletcher, you're racing with class. He's not going to spin you out to get around you. He's not going to do that kind of stuff. He's going to, you know, drive the racetrack, and if you're faster than him, we'll finish in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give him anything, look out.
Dave, when you go to the tracks these days, I mean, do you ever go just to watch races? And if so, like, what kind of races do you like to just go watch and be a spectator?
Well, I like to watch good races just like everybody else. I mean, I like to see two or three people battling for the lead or battling for a certain spot, and, you know, hopefully a caution don't come out to interrupt that, you know, and see some good racing.
What was your favorite car you raced over the years, Dave? When you think about all the years back, what was one of your favorite cars?
I don't know. I had quite a few favorite cars. I mean, one was Nelson Brothers and stuff. I mean, we won, you know, 20 features or better in a season. When I was with Matan, we won, you know, better than 20 when I drove for Richard. You know what I mean? That's pretty memorable because we won that NASCAR deal and everything. We won, you know, better than 20 features in a season. And I mean, I've had a lot of good seasons. So.
How about the wedge bodies?
No, not. Man, I wish they'd bring them back. I think they're foolish not to.
Now, the wedge bodies, CC, were late models that were really sloped out in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be wide and square all the way to the back, and they'd have a wing standing up 3 feet on one side
really?
Of it all the way down the side.
Wow.
And not only that, but, you know, the body was cheaper. You got a little, you know, your imagination involved in it. Plus, the cars actually handled better because of the downforce that, you know, they created. And I think there was a lot better, you know, side-by-side racing that way because instead of cars like today, they're trying to make everything identical. Back then, you had a little variance. You could start in the back and come to the front, and you don't see a whole lot of that right now. I mean, a couple people have been able to do that. I mean, Schofield's been able to do that at DeSoto and stuff, but other than that, you ain't seen much of that.
Yeah, and you know, you can thank the inventors of the plastic nose, your buddy Ed Howe back in the day.
Oh, yeah, well, it's about money and what they can sell, but about the racer, I don't, you know, I mean, even the fans, I think, would enjoy seeing them wedge cars again. And
absolutely.
I know I'd like to have them, but.
You know, Lee's probably still got that one.
Yeah, I'd like to have that thing back. That was a good car.
Well, it needs to be a museum built for all the Southern racers here in Florida. It would be great to have a museum. Maybe one of these rich guys out there listening.
I drove that car. I've just been out of the hospital from a bad accident and stuff, and come back and Lee was nice to let me drive that car and won that 200 there at St. Pete with it. And that's the last time it was run, and I mean, that was a big enjoyable memory.
I bet. So let's talk one thing about safety a little bit. Now, I noticed, Dave, you're wearing a full-face helmet. What's up with that? You finally conforming?
Well, I don't want to say nothing to talk anybody out of anything, but, I mean, I had to wear a full-face when I run the sprint cars and stuff. But I always wore my open face, and I kind of enjoyed it. But, you know, between my son and my wife and everybody for safety, you know, they stayed on me about getting a full face. And when it come time to buy a new helmet, I just went ahead and did it.
Now, did I notice you got actually one that has the hose hooked to the side of it and everything, Dave? I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, and you know what? I can take that hose off, put that open face on, and I can still stay there with the rest of them all day long, so it don't matter.
Yeah, they outlawed those leather helmets, so you can't wear them anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, safety has to come first.
Well, you know, Dave's definitely...
Well, it is safe. I mean, you know, it's definitely a lot safer to have a full-face helmet.
Now, you've had a few wrecks in your life, too, of talking about safety. I remember, I don't know, a couple weeks in a row back then... You know, 10 years ago or so, Dave ran on the wall like 2 weeks in a row. That knock any sense into you back then?
I hope so. It tried to knock something out of me, but It might knock some in.
I think it wasn't long after that he got rid of all them late models and went to the sprint car racing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what made him change.
Yeah.
So, you know, any aspirations of ever opening a shop again, or are you going to stick to the excavating?
I'm not sure, actually. I've been thinking about maybe a little of both, because I enjoy working on race cars and building race cars, and I kind of enjoy what I'm doing, too, this way, you know, something new. So I think I'm about to split it up a little bit so I can do a little of both.
Yeah, you think you can handle all that, old man?
If you see an old man, you give him a couple $100 and a vacation.
Yeah, for you folks that don't know, if you need any land cleared or you got a bunch of, you know, brush and you want to clear it, you know, put a shop or something there, give Dave Pletcher a call, and he'll come on over there and whip it out the fastest. What was your slogan we were trying to work out? The fastest excavator in town.
Yeah, it don't matter. I mean, today, last couple of days, I had a guy that had some aluminum gates that needed welding, and his welder quit on them. I went down to St. Pete and did that for him. I mean, you know, kind of enjoy doing a lot of different things right now.
Well, you know, you had your shop for so many years. I guess you got to try to do something else, but everything goes in circles, folks. Don't worry. He'll open up a shop again one day.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I got some, you know, I got some equipment and been acquiring a little bit more here and there. I got enough I can do some stuff.
All right, Mr. Pletcher. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to talk to us here at Inside Florida Racing and all the folks out there listening that have there's never been many interviews with you. Now people will get to listen to this from for days to come now. What do you think about that?
And Dave will plaster it all over the internet.
Yeah, along with those pictures.
Give me that sprint car ride, and I'll be driving Richard's car again next year. And like I say, we run real well. We had a couple things we had to get going, but car's been real good.
So talk about your sponsor and his wife real quick. Richard.
Richard, like I said, I drove for Richard, one of the first late models I ever drove back in Golden Gate days. I drove for Richard. And then, I don't know, we was on a break for a while, and then we got back together, and we went to St. Pete and stuff, and we won that Eastern Seaboard and NASCAR deal, and we won about every race there was for a couple of years.
And so you're back.
Break again until just recently.
Well, that's good, you know, and I know Richard works hard on the car because I know you don't want to work on it anymore.
Well, we're a little ways apart, and Richard does a good job of keeping up with the car. And I can't give them enough praise. I mean, they give them everything I wanted or needed. So, you know, what can I say?
So when are we going to see you race again?
Well, I'm going to have to ask Richard that. He's the car owner. When he's ready, I'm ready.
All right, folks. There you have it. He's not going to tell us. But
well, hopefully we'll see him out of the track in 08.
Well, we're going to talk to Lenny and see if we can't get him him a ride in them sprint cars. I want to see him run them sprint cars.
I heard his driver's retiring. I think I ought to be the next in line.
So you raced at Golden Gate for quite a while, right?
For a long time.
Yeah, when we get off the phone with you, we're going to talk to Dave Westerman. We're going to have him tell us the stories you guys won't tell us.
Oh, he's got plenty of Pletcher stories.
Oh, okay.
Old Dave Westerman.
I know it'd be good then.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Dave, I appreciate you taking the time with us on Inside Florida Racing, and we'll talk to you again, buddy. I appreciate everything you've done.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you very much.
All right, bye.
There you have it, Big Daddy. Dave Pletcher did a great interview, you know? Very candid, isn't he?
Yes, it was really interesting, and I could see why, you know, in your younger days, you went and found him out and to talk to him and learn from him.
That was probably about 12, 14 years ago.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, he's helped a lot of people. It's just like Dick Anderson, you know, these guys that are great racers, and Jimmy Cope, you know, those three guys right there are synonymous to me when I think about late model racing.
Mm-hmm.
It was never a better race than if it had Dave Anderson, Jimmy Cope, and Dave Pletcher all racing at the same time at a small place like Sunshine Speedway even. It was always great, you know. Really enjoyed it.
One night with you, there's a moon out to
me. She said the Doors, not the Doo-Wops.
I feel like we're being transported back in time.
I like that.
All right. Elvis.
And I left my saddle shoes and poodle skirt at home.
He's got his poodle skirt on.
He's wearing it, but he forgot to shave his legs off.
Is this the Platters?
And this